ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
And so we'll find out now from Claire Nichols from The Book Show what she's been reading. That's what she does. She just reads. That's why she sounds so delightful all the time. How are you, Claire?
I'm good, PK.
Boiled Heart by that British writer, Sanjeev Sahota. What's this one about?
Okay, let's escape into this book. It's about a guy called Nyan. He's a working class man who lives in Chesterfield in the UK, and he's a union man, PK. He's really high up in the union. He's had a really difficult past. He's had a tragedy in his life about 20 years ago. That's shaped him. But we're joining him at this moment. It's 2017, and he's about to have another really weird and challenging year in his life. So first of all, an old school, I won't say friend, like someone he knew from school, she's moved back into town, and he finds her quite appealing, quite interesting. He runs past her house every day and tries to make chat with her. She's pretty aloof. She doesn't give him a lot, but we're going to see if that romance blossoms. He's also very drawn to her son, a guy called Brandon, who's a teenager. He's had his own tough life in a lot of ways, but Nyan sees this as maybe an opportunity to be a dad to this son. He's got that kind of happening, like maybe a new family, but he's also got his own aging dad that he's looking after. And on top of all of that, there's an election coming up for this union he works for in Chesterfield. So, you know, it's this big kind of working class town. He's given his life to the union. He's going to run for the leadership of the union. And this is exciting. He's going to be the first man of colour to lead the union. It's a big deal. Everyone said you're going to get our vote. But PK, you know, it's not going to be as easy as all of that. Something's going to go wrong.
Something is totally going to go wrong, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, I know I'd love to read a book about an election. I mean, you know, politics, it's certainly something that interests me. But how interesting was that aspect of the novel?
Do you know, I didn't think I would find it so interesting. I don't really want to read books about elections, but I was so drawn to this. His challenger for the job is another person of colour, but she's a much younger woman called Mega. She's only been with the union for a couple of years. And of course, you know, they're both in the union, they're both left-leaning, but they have very different ideologies. And Mega, this younger woman, is very interested in identity politics. She's about stamping out racism and discrimination within the union, whereas Nyan, he's a bit more old school and he's a bit more about like class warfare, right? He's saying, you know, it's all about, you know, just working people banding together to kind of overthrow the elites. So they've got this very different take. And I mean, it shouldn't really matter, but because this is a novel, these different ideas are going to really become very personal very quickly. It's going to escalate very quickly. And it's a really exciting aspect of this book. Meanwhile, we've got, as I said, he's trying to, you know, woo this woman. And there's this mystery of what happened in his own life 20 years ago, this tragedy that I've alluded to. We're going to find out more about that as well. That's going to be relevant to this story in 2017. So there's a lot going on. And I've got to say, PK, this is one of the best books I've read this year. It's really accessible writing, and the character of Nyan, he's this kind of tricksy character. We really feel for him, we really care about him, but we also feel that he might not be telling us everything he should be telling us, and sometimes he should just get out of his own way. And that's the kind of character I like to read about in fiction. So I'd really recommend this one. I think it's really good. The Spoiled Heart by Sanjeev Sahota.
Excellent. You've just absolutely sold me writing that name down. I'm sure everyone is. I'll repeat it. The Spoiled Heart by British writer Sanjeev Sahota. Okay, you're also recommending some Australian fiction. Tell me about Dirt Poor Islanders by Winnie Dunn.
Winnie is a debut novelist from Western Sydney. This book, I should say, is fiction, but it does very closely reflect Winnie's own life, and Winnie will happily tell you that. It's about a girl called Meadow. She's Tongan Australian, and she grows up in Western Sydney, and she spends a lot of time at her grandma's house in Mount Druitt. The house has a fabulous name. They call it the House of Fa'ofa'aki, which I think means love one another, right? And it's this crowded house. Just imagine a house, PK, bursting full of Tongan aunties. There's just aunties absolutely everywhere. They're all unmarried at this point. They're all living at home with their mum, and they are all mothers to this girl, Winnie. They're all helping her grow up in their own ways. This is particularly important because this character of Meadow doesn't have her own mum. Her own mum has died. So this is a book about love and family and identity. It's about Meadow learning to love all the parts of herself and her messy life. And it is messy, that title, Dirt Poor Islanders. The kids have nits all the time. The houses are a mess. But there's so much love there. And I think this is a really special debut.
And Claire, you have an event coming in Western Sydney. Tell me.
Oh, yeah. This is happening in Parramatta. So I'm coming over. I'm going to be hosting a conversation with the fantasy writer Samantha Shannon. This is for RN's Big Weekend of Books. Samantha Shannon is a really exciting writer. She's brought us the Bone Season series, Priory of the Orange Tree. She's kind of breaking new ground in fantasy writing. She's young, she's smart, she's funny. She's you know, writing about women, and she's writing about sapphic love, all this kind of great stuff. There's dragons. I'm going to be speaking to her at the Riverside Theatre in Parramatta on Sunday, the 26th of May at 1 p.m. It's an event that's kind of a bit of a team effort between us at RN and also Riverside and the Sydney Writers Festival. And PK, people can come along. I'd love to see them there. $10 tickets. You can find the details on the Bookshow website. You can also head to the Sydney Writers Festival website or the Riverside Theatre website. So lots of ways to get tickets. And I'd really, really love to see lots of readers there.
Yeah, absolutely. Claire, thank you.
Cheers.
Claire Nichols, the host of The Book Show here on RN. Today she recommended Dirt Poor Islanders by Winnie Dunn and The Spoiled Heart by Sanjeev Sahota that she gave a really big sell to. And of course, she's told us about her own event.
Getting in touch with ABC RN is easy. Join the conversation live using the ABC Listen app's call and text features.